Hello, friends. As SATB listeners, it occurs to me that in this year where a lot of things that we thought we would be able to enjoy as we had in previous years weren't going to happen. And it's compelled a lot of people that are in the music business to sort of scramble to try to figure out a way to keep their livelihoods going, or even people that aren't necessarily musicians, people that in an ordinary year, let's say, wrote a book and would go on a book tour and do a lot of personal appearances, suddenly the doors are shut on that. And something I've been thinking about for the last few years, even before COVID, was sort of collating the best of the type of guests you hear on SATB, the sort of semi-academic stuff, the real insider, stripping away the myth, witnesses or people that have spent good chunks of their lives researching and delving into and just trying to come up with some kind of truth for a story that is just so compelling that we keep returning to over and over again because it's just so fascinating. And we are at the point in history where there's enough distance that more material has been made available and we're able to glean more of the miracle that was the Beatles story, how they did it, what it meant in the context of their times, why it's so enduring. There's so much history to celebrate here, as well as we still have any number of living witnesses. We're down to two Beatles now, and we've lost a lot of people along the way, including this year. But there's still plenty of people out there that work with the Beatles on a day-to-day basis, a lot of whom their stories have not been told yet, and people that worked with them facilitating their art in the studio. And so to that end, I thought it would be a really valuable, useful thing to pull together some kind of event. And up until this year, up until this spring, it was going to be an in-person event, a sort of conference, if you will, convention, some kind of gathering of fans, putting them before these people, a lot of whom have appeared on something about the Beatles, who are quite willing and happy and interested in availing themselves for this sort of interactive thing. Well, as the year played out, it became a very different scenario, but I never lost sight of trying to pull something out in this new world we live in where everything's being done now online. And Zoom has suddenly become a familiar thing that had not even heard the word before the spring of this year. Well, I am putting together something and I am shooting for having it ready to go in early 2021. I will provide more details as they come, but we're getting really close now to making this a reality. A lot of SATB guests that you're quite familiar with are very interested in making this happen, as well as a lot of musical people, some of whom have been on the show, some of whom have not been on the show, doing their thing, all sharing their love of the Beatles. So what we're talking about is a conference that will be composed of panels, discussions, interviews, some film bits, as well as live music. So if you can imagine a situation where you get to witness these things in real time, you get to interact, you get to ask questions of these guests. You get to, when the live music is happening, react to it in a way that, though remote, though you're not in the same room, you're not only getting tip-top audio and video quality, but you're able to send, with a touch of a button on your keyboard, applause, shout-outs to the band on stage as they're performing, that they're able to receive in real time. Imagine that scenario happening. Well, powered by a new tech startup called InLive. You may recall in September, I put the word out that with one of my good friends and a SATB regular now, Luther Russell, we did basically a live podcast taping from Chicago, powered by InLive, sent it out all over the world. I'm happy to report that we got people who were witnessing it from all over the world and able to ask us questions and react to it in real time. That was sort of the beta test for making something like this happen. Now imagine 2 days of this, where you've got programming of all kinds of SATB guests that you're able to react to, interact with, and we're even figuring that if you want stuff signed, we can make that happen and personalize. It's going to be quite the experience, as close to an actual in-person event as can be done online, virtual. Fantastic quality. And something that I think is going to be a really exciting thing when you reckon that no matter where you are in the world, hopefully not too much past your bedtime, you're able to reach out to these people and have this experience. Well, I'm working on it, folks. What I need from you now, we've got it pretty well mapped out. It's a specific details we're sort of hammering out at the moment. If you are interested in this, I need to hear from you. I need you to go to the Satby website, Something About the Beatles, the contact page. That's how I can get emails from you guys. Contact me there. Don't go to Facebook. Don't go to Twitter. Don't go to Instagram. I want you to do it through somethingaboutthebeatles.com. That way they're all in one spot. And I want you to tell me your thoughts. Tell me your interest. If you are interested in something like this, seeing a two-day event happen in January of 2021 with all kinds of Satby guests and all kinds of live music, interactive stuff, Q&A, panel discussions, you name it. I want to hear from you. I need to hear from you. So please, let me know ASAP and spread the word. Spread the word to every Beatle person you know. This is going to happen. We want it to be big. We want it to be exciting. I've got the raw materials here now. I need your input to shape it. So if you're going to be in support of this thing, you got to let me know now. Thank you very much for being a listener and for your input, your continued support. Thank you.
The regular season is heating up. New stars are emerging, and that means more opportunities to win up to 25 times your cash on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection on a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's that easy. Let it fly to turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Watch your favorite players and get paid doing it this basketball season. See your entries make progress during the game or make new entries for the second half and the fourth quarter. Three-pointers, assists, rebounds, and everything in between are yours for the taking. Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit of up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app and use code GET100. That's code GET100 on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.